New Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Okay. We're back. Hour two, Republic of Texas Radio. This is November. Man, 2021's almost gone. It's November 14th. Ah, what a short list. Ready to go to the phones there, Alan?
Yeah. Let's get Art on here. Let's see if I can look sane in this world.
Morning, Art. Are you there?
Oh, I know Alan asked for passion, but I can't beat Lauren. Come on. She's in a league all of her own, man. I love her. I love when she calls in. She is just, I love her. She's so animated. You can drop commandment 1-4 for people like me because we don't believe in God like, you know, typical Christians do. But number 5, sorry, Lauren, can't drop number 5. That's honoring mom and dad. So you got to keep number 5. So keep 5 through 10. At least you got 6 out of 10, so that's good. Anyway, Kyle Rittenhouse, the caller earlier talked about watching the trial in pieces. Well, if you thought that was hard, try sitting through 8, 9, 10 hours of that in the run of a day. I was not having fun this past week, believe me. But, you know, something that really stood out to me, two things that really stood out to me in this whole trial. Yeah, he lied about being an EMT, and he lied about being a medic, and blah, 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 whatever, okay? That's neither here nor there. Lies don't end in the, well, sometimes they end in the, result in the end of someone's life, but not in most cases, especially not in this one. But what really troubled me was, first of all, the defense kept continuously pushing this. He had a right to retreat, and he didn't. He had a right to He had a duty to retreat, and he didn't. And they repeated this over and over and over again. And, well, I'm sorry, but running away from someone chasing you, that is trying to retreat. So he lived up to his obligation of duty to retreat. So that's defense number one argument thrown out the window there. Actually, there were three. The second one was this issue that he pointed his weapon at someone at one point right before Rosenbaum began to chase him. He pointed his weapon at these people that were, if you look at that video, it could be construed as two different ways. One, it could be construed that here is a right-handed person holding up an AR-15 style rifle as a left-handed person would. I'm sorry, but that isn't going to work too well, because I'm sure he didn't just switch hands like that to set, you know, because he had nothing better to do. It could have been, it looked to me like he was actually with, you know, standing kind of almost facing the drone, because this was drone footage we're talking about. It looked like he was facing the drone, but pointing to his right with his right arm. Now, that's what it looked like to me. You know, so there were a lot of things going on here. And then when you shot, verbatim here, when you shot Mr. Rosenbaum the first time, point blank in his chest, you know, he went down. Why'd you shoot him 3 more times, twice in the back and once in the back of the head? We're dealing with a 17-year-old boy who has never handled a weapon like this. At best, he's only handled shotguns, but he's never handled a weapon like this. He's running for his life from a guy who's already threatened to kill him twice if he caught him alone. Now he's chasing him. So he's running away in fear for his life from a guy who's threatened to kill him twice, and in a panic, he popped off 4 rounds. Sorry the guy went down like he did, but you know what? When a guy points a weapon at you, the stupid thing to do is charge it. Okay, that's really stupid. If you point a weapon at me, I'm moving in another direction. I'm going to put space between me and you. I'm not going to come after you. And I'm certainly not going to yell, F you, while I'm charging you. That's just plain stupid. You know, and then
Art, take this into consideration, Art. A lot of today's younger generations have grown up playing video games. Like, I don't even know the names of them, but the ones where you can, like, shoot someone and wound them and then walk up to them and they're just going, please, please, no, don't kill me, please, don't kill me, no. And you walk up and you just pop them, you know. It's all fantasy, right? I mean, when you hear gunfire, if it doesn't matter if you get hit, you can just hit the reset button and everything starts over, right? People today have the world is insanity.
Yeah, and then, you know, you follow that up. Okay, he just shot a guy 4 times. Everybody around there knows that this guy's been shot 4 times. There's blood all over the asphalt now. Obvious a gunshot wound to the head. Why is the crowd stupid enough to chase him? I'm sorry, guy just got done shooting and killing someone. And you're going to chase him?
Well, my
that's
skateboard
stupid.
Is like one of those little tokens you pick up playing a video game that gives you superpower and the armor of God. And my skateboard is the armor of God. Who the hell knows? I mean, you know, the whole thing is crazy,
you know,
Art. It makes no sense any way you look at it. Is it a production?
The crowd was out there LARPing, live action role playing, right? The girls had their short skirts and they're out there walking around in the middle of the night going, I hate cops, right? And the guys were walking around going, I like girls, let me throw a brick. So, you know.
That live action role playing really worked out for 4 people, didn't it? Especially
for
3 of them, because 3 of them are dead. You know, the third thing is this, what the hell was it? I had it right on the tip of my tongue.
I did my job again. I pulled you off your topic.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it was.
Bad Alan, no biscuit.
Oh, I wish I could remember what that third thing was. I just had it. I didn't want to shoot anyone. Okay, then why did you bring this weapon with you? The simple question, and I don't know why Kyle, because Kyle does not come across to me as being stupid or ignorant in any way. What he should have said was, and this is how I would have responded, because I'm watching this and I'm thinking, come on, Kyle, the answer to that question is so simple. Mr. District Attorney, here's how this plays out. I have been watching these BLM riots, BLM Antifa riots. I know how quickly these things can go from peaceful to violent in the snap of a finger. I didn't go there with the intention to shoot anyone. I didn't want to shoot anyone. However, I carried my weapon, to answer your question. I carried this weapon with me just in case. Because think about this. When you get in your car in the morning, do you fasten your seatbelt? Why?
Nope.
Just in case. Right? Right? When you ride a motorcycle, if you put a motorcycle helmet on, why do you put the motorcycle helmet out? Just in case.
Well, I'd like riding my motorcycle without a helmet.
But, you know. I mean, I like to ride
it's your point.
Carefree,
sorry,
too. But
I didn't mean to
every
argue
decision
the semantics.
You make, there's a consequence.
I'm going to be the traffic cop here, and thank you for your call, Art. We're going to have to get on the road. We've got a couple people back in the queue that called in at the same time as you, and we need to get to them. So until next time,
Art. Appreciate the call, Art.
Thanks, man. Hey, Andy in Texas, you're next up. We'll go on after that. Are you there, Andy? Did Andy drop?
Our drop and roll friend dropped. Up and down.
Yeah.
Andy,
let me see. 1, 2, 3. Andy. Let's do Andy. Yeah. Sorry.
Hello.
Here we go.
Hey, there I am.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I'm going to be quick because, I didn't drop and roll, Alan.
sorry, man. I know you don't take that wrong. I'm just joking with you.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I'm going to be brief because I too want to hear Mr. Rogers' voice. It's been a minute. So let's look at this Kyle Rittenhouse. Seems like he got the title here. Let's look at everything that happened in that particular day or that night or whatever that came to him getting put on trial and being put in jail and stuff. Not a single other person burning down buildings, smashing windows. We don't hear about them being on trial. Why did they just grab this kid and make an example out of him? Where's the Antifa and the BLM make an example out of some of them? Why is that not happening? I mean, how come he's the only one being charged here?
Because they're wagging the dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They'll come and do something else later.
Well, hopefully. But these people chasing him and stuff, the survivors, they're not being charged with anything. They're brandishing a weapon. They're chasing a guy with a weapon. One guy wanted to kick his butt with a skateboard. So why aren't they being charged? With that, I'm going to yield because I want to talk to Mr. Keith Rogers. Or listen to Mr. Keith Rogers.
All right. We'll move along. I think other people will be getting charged, right? But I think it's going to be Kyle's friend and things like that. It won't be the Antifa folks. Well, let's go to Keith. Keith Rogers, welcome to the show. It's been a long time. Feels like a long time.
Good morning, Keith. Are you there?
Going for Keith. Probably having that little bit of a time lag.
There we go. Sam didn't turn me on here.
We found that knob soon enough. Well, I mean, good morning.
Hey. Yeah, good morning, boys. Hey, I just wanted to jump in here and make a kind of like a statement here. I made a meme for Twitter, which some people don't like, unfortunately. But, of course, I posted across all my media thing, but in it, there's two depictions. One, it shows the History Channel, where it says, "The Warfighters, Intense Combat in the Streets of Iraq." And it's a full-series documentary about what the U.S. soldiers went through in Iraq. Now, again, this is a war based on total lies. And then I have on the side of that, Carl Rittenhouse, Call of Duty, they have for a title. And underneath that, young men, I have... Sending American boys, as well as others, through immigration in their path to citizenship, who are in the U.S. Armed Forces, sent many thousands of miles away under the premise of, we have to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. Those same, like any other Americans, who have taken an oath to defend this country from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, who in turn are called patriots. And hailed as heroes, even if the entire war was based on fabricated lies. But what do you do when those enemies are domestic? I have yet to see any Iraqi rioting the streets of America. No Iraqi has set fires to government buildings, police stations, or trash dumpsters, destroyed car lots full of cars with fires, and let alone been allowed to set up autonomous zones within the state of our city. And then tell the police to stay out. No Iraqi has been mass rioting, looting of the stores, or attacking and or killing people. Yet if a man comes to the aid of defending his country, he is the one being put on trial. It is clear that this is not about Kyle Rittenhouse. This is about the AR-15. Those communists in government who want to turn America into another Australia, a country in full lockdown, zero freedoms, and a government that would rival that of Pol Pot's, who officially openly talk about their New World Order. So, if you remember, Australia, all they needed down there was Tasmania to suddenly go after the guns. New Zealand needed their mosque shooting, who at the time, Clint Eastwood's movie of American Sniper was playing, grossing $500-some-odd million, to where Chris Kyle openly was accredited with killing 155 Arab Muslims over in the Middle East and his four tours of duty in Iraq. These guys are all hailed as heroes, and yet when someone stands up in this country to defend this country from rioters and stuff, which are domestic terrorists, they're now coming out, again, as you noticed, this morning's Twitter feed is filled with the hashtag of American Taliban. And I reply back to someone that that had posted that about the American Taliban, showing them that the Obama-Biden administration said that the Taliban were not enemies of the United States, and that was confirmed by the White House. So I guess this means that this administration should sanction all of those American Taliban. But the issue, though, is back to the AR-15. Why is the media so intensely covered on this, lasers and stuff like that? They're all good. The problem with Americans is they don't really see what the agenda here is. It's okay to don a military uniform to go thousands of miles away and kill, war crimes, all this stuff, someone that you'll never meet in your life, under the premise of protecting one's country. Yet here at home, if you try doing that, you're the terrorist. And this is what's sad. And you know, I think it was you, Steve, that was talking about how the police were there, but it seems like they basically stood down. The FBI was flying their drone and stuff. This was also to demonize the media, as you noticed through that trial. I haven't gone through much of that trial. There are just a few clips of it, but I could see that this here was psychological warfare. They're trying to get the populace against the media, which is alternative, which isn't part of their so-called agenda, who are pushing these illegal vaccines and stuff.
The media that is now ruled by the Smith-Modernization Act, which means they don't even have to pretend that they're telling us the truth anymore.
That's right, Alan. Yeah, remember that started in the 40s, and then Obama, through the 2012-13, did that domestic use of propaganda. But, you know, but what this does give light to is this critical race theory, see? It's highly illegal now in every single fraction of this so-called administration to say anything that's negative toward anyone. However, back again, you can don a U.S. military uniform and then go thousands of miles away and kill those same blacks, Arabs, Chinese, Russian,
Keith, how about
it's like
you mentioned warfare. You mentioned American Sniper a minute ago, and you know, every time I hear that term, I think of a guy named Lon Horiuchi, who saved our country by shooting a woman holding a baby in the face. And he's lauded as a hero.
Yeah, he was the same sniper from David Koresh, too.
Yep.
So, but again, this is what we're looking at, is psychological warfare. They're just trying to get Americans against the guns so that they'll gladly give them over, so that whatever you see in Australia or in England and whatever will soon be done here at home. Because the only way they can ever do any of this is to take America's guns.
Yep. Mm. Never give them up, folks.
Yeah. Anyway, good to hear you.
I stay armed out here on my ranch mainly because you never know when there's a pig. I mean, my hunters have shot some 170, 200-pound pigs here with, 4-inch tusks on them, 5-inch tusks. You get between them or you startle them, they can rip you to shreds. Same thing can be said about an Antifa or anyone else who might want to come out here and interrupt my way of life and what I should be able to do. I'm prepared. I'll just say that. I am prepared, and I don't want to do it, but I've been shooting things since I was 5 years old. I shot my first deer when I was 6. I know what bullets do to flesh. Do not want to do that to any other two-leg people, but circumstances dictate.
Alan,
I take care of my own shit. Shiitake mushroom.
Sorry. Yeah. This is also why you find an ammo shortage in this country. I mean, everyone that is awake knows what's going on. And of course, there was a nice video there. I don't really get into this religious stuff today, but. The fact was, it was this, I believe he's a bishop over there, and he was talking about how the Vatican is being used to destroy all morals by us having to accept, whether it's the LGBT or whatever other agenda they're pushing, the New World Order agenda, the One World Religion agenda. And of course, this is all supposed to be under equity through Klaus Schwab and stuff, But what they want to do is destroy everyone's life, as well as anyone is free to get out there and Google, or whatever search engine you use there, the end of private property. And they're assuming they'll be going after the private property. But this is first, they have to bankrupt the country to do that. And it's not the Chinese that is causing all the backed up shipping containers and stuff, because lo and behold, they made the products and they got them 9,000 miles across the Pacific and they're just sitting there waiting. So this is, you know, everything in these crises are being caused is by this government who's operating in league with those New World Order boys to cause the shortages, to get more Americans all mad so that when it comes to what civil war they want, they'll be all ready and fighting and raring to go.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of like you remember in the 70s, Keith, you remember the fuel shortage because OPEC was, you know, stopping. You remember hearing afterwards that, man, all those tankers were sitting off the coast waiting to unload, but they weren't being allowed to unload. And then we had the Alaskan oil pipeline. Oh, it's going to solve our energy problems. Well, what happened to that Alaskan pipeline, folks? All that oil comes out of Alaska, it goes over to Asia. It doesn't stay in our country and help our situation at all.
Biden shut down another pipeline out of Canada, which goes up there to the Great Lakes area.
Yeah.
They are purposely causing fuel shortages. It stops people's mobility so they can't travel to meet and all this stuff like that or to form.
Right.
I noticed there's a lot of militias popping up there, but they're not advertising much there because we know how the feds always target militias, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Infiltration.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there, guys. I haven't had
Unfortunately, folks, so many of the people around us, I forgot how many they admit to now of like spies or, you know, informants, whatever in the hell they want to call them, the Stasi underlings, folks that are creating this all around us. It's getting
just
worse.
The man with
worse
the clipboard.
Worse. The snitch society.
The man with the clipboard. He's going to take you down, or at least try. Hey, thanks for the call, Keith. It's been a long time.
Yeah, you got to take care.
Okay. Hey, good hearing your voice again, Keith.
Yeah. Thanks, Ellen. Talk to there.
Hey, let's get on to Jerry. Jerry in Missouri. Hello, Jerry. Are you still there?
Jerry Kirk. Yeah.
Hello, Jerry. Ah, we're having that little time lag before I say.
Are y'all? Can you hear me?
There he is. Hey,
good Jerry.
Morning, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Yes. I want to thank you for accepting this call, and I would like to preface my call by saying I'm not trying to attack anybody. Okay? Don't take my call as I'm attacking anybody, please. Okay? I believe in zero-zeroing, and zero-zeroing can be compared to sighting in a rifle or a pistol. And if you're not zero-zeroed in on a subject, you could take a rifle that's zeroed wrong, try and make a 100-yard shot, and it hits 10 yards from where you shot from. So you got to be zero-zeroed, in my opinion. The term Ten Commandments has been used a number of times today. The term Ten Commandments only occurs in the King James Bible three times. Mm-hmm. Never when the term Ten Commandments is in the King James does it even list one commandment. However, between the term commandment and commandments, there are 371 verses that relate to commandments. Now, when you go looking up these words commandment and commandments, it says, ye shall keep my commandments, statutes, and ordinances. So when somebody starts talking about something and they ignore the Father's laws, they are not doing it maybe intentionally, but they're saying, guess what? The Father in heaven doesn't know squat from Shinola. I know more than he does. Well, I'm not that way. I know for a fact that the Father knows more than every single individual on this planet combined, by trillions, by quadrillions of measurement. I'm not going to argue with the Father in heaven. And I suggest that if people will zero in on subjects, and do your homework, yes, you may be correct from an emotional point of view, but if you're trying to make a decision and you're emotional or you're just repeating rhetoric, you don't have as much credibility. And I'm not after everybody to get them to do this. A very small number of individuals. Take the time to learn what's coming out of your mouth. You may have great intentions, but if you're misleading your brother or your sister, how does that feel? I would like to be allowed to listen in to any of your comments about this so that I don't have to, you know, lose the line, have to call back and miss your comments. Could I possibly listen to your comments about that, please?
Alan, do you want to go?
Yeah, Jerry, you know, I have said many times, it's like, am I telling y'all out there the truth? As far as I have been able to figure it out, yes. There are some of us who have different levels of learning. Once again, then you have to take into account the sources that they use for their learning. It's like, you know, did you go to the Library of Congress? It's like, well, you know, wag the dog. They put it in our face. It's like, here, slide this into the Library of Congress in the, you know, the folk music section or whatever, you know, this old song. Sandy Berger, you know, got caught coming out of the our vaunted records, you know, with Docs in his socks and BVDs in his DVDs. What history did he change while he was in there doing this that supposedly is the undisputable, you know, truth out there in the world? It's our vaunted, you know, Library of Congress and Hall of Records and whatever, you know. We do the best that we can. I've always tried to present what I've been able to figure out using my brain and watching what's happened around me with the information I've received and contrasting it against other information, trying to figure out what is more truth, what is less truth. You know, there's very few things I discount as total, you know, just hogwash, and there's very few things that I take as the total ultimate truth, because that's a really elusive thing. We can do as well as we can and figure out as much of it as we can, but the ultimate truth, we're not, Jerry, propagating wrong things, yes, it does go on. If it's intentional, that's really bad. If we're good people out here trying to do our best, trying to help the people around us to figure out and try to relearn how to use their brain, how to think for themselves, how to come to their own conclusions as to what they see in their local community. You hear a politician say something in your local community. Does that actually go through? Does that just fall apart and you become more and more enslaved? You know, we're doing the best we can with the information we have. You're a great source of information. You're a deep thinker. I've always loved that about you, Jerry. That's what I've got to say about the situation.
Well, I don't have that much to say about it. I still do think that the Ten Commandments would be a really good starting point if you were to have to create law and order on Earth, if all the statutory laws disappeared. And it is a good starting point. And from that point on, you can see where you can go, what you can let go and what you cannot. And you can analyze what these things are that are called the Ten Commandments, right? And I heard there were 15 at one point.
And he mentioned the King James Bible, you know, but you have to look at when was that version created, you know, during the rule of which Caesars, you know, why is there a book of Romans? Why does it say obey your government? You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's
I don't know.
Yeah, well, Jerry, you're right on one of the main subjects is doing your homework on the Bible and acquiring copies of all the Bibles and sitting down and comparing verse by verse. That's zeroing in on your subject. And, you know, yes, I understand that people have, you know, limited amount of time. Most of the good guys are having to work for a living. They don't have extra money. They don't have extra time. But leadership is picking one subject, at least one, and zeroing. For example, you mentioned, well, I heard there was, you know, 15 commandments. No, there's actually 13 exactly. But there's four paragraphs in between 10 and the next three. And when you sit down and show people that, and that takes about 10 minutes. It takes about 10 minutes to do that. Can't do it any faster. They actually... You watch their face.
Hey, that's the music. Hold on. We'll go right back to it when we do the break. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we got Jerry Kirk on the line, and we're kind of talking about the 13 commandments. You were saying it takes about 10 minutes to go over that whole kind of subject. Maybe we won't do that right now, but interested to hear what the rest of your thought is.
Yes. Well, thank you. I will be brief from now on. But I would like to point out to you that it tells you clearly in the Bible, fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. And if you do not desire to comply with the Father's laws, who do you fear? Aren't you fearing something else? And just as a short comment, it was mentioned about 200-pound hogs on one of your guys' ranches. Well, I had to test myself at one time about the subject of fear. And I knew nothing stronger than an 800-pound sow that had like 18 or 19 babies. And I had people witness. And I approached them only with a Bowie knife, no gun, no nothing. And I went in, and my friend said, "You're absolutely insane." I said, "I'm trying to test myself." I went in and I picked up babies. I patted that sow. And everybody said, "That's totally impossible." I said, no, it's not impossible. I had no fear. I didn't demonstrate anything. And I did three different tests on big pigs. One of them was 1,600 pounds. Now, that sounds incredible, doesn't it? Used to have pictures of that guy. And so you have to test yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to test you. Test yourself. Make sure that you have nothing but fear of the Lord in your life. That's the only way that you're going to make it. All this other stuff, the hundreds of subjects that are being thrown at the public over the last 18 months are designed to confuse them, to get them onto subject after subject after subject, and they forget about fear of the Lord. Do what the Father says. I don't give a rat's toenail, as I do like you guys, okay? I like your show. I like your callers. But if you guys are happen to be talking about something that is against the Father, well, I have no fear of calling in and you guys saying, well, he's an idiot. We don't think that way. That's not my point. My point is get fear of the Lord and do what he says, not what I say, not what any other man or woman says. Do what the Father says. That's your only chance. I thank you all very much for your time, and I hope I haven't taken too much of your time. But, you know, please consider that. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And if you're pissing him off, how the hell do you have fear of the Father? Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Yeah, and Jerry, just real quick, you know, where does that fear of the Lord come from? Does it come from something that comes from inside of you that you know internally in your own being? Or does it come from words on a piece of paper that has been written and translated and retranslated and rewritten by man who is fallible? You know, where does your fear and your understanding of whatever God is, where does it come from? Does it come from words on a piece of paper, or does it come from your innate inner self? You know, who you are, what made you?
Okay, the only individuals who will have that will have the correct DNA. People that do not have the correct DNA will not explore the subject of fear of the Lord. And you are 100% correct. It has to cut. You have to wake up and then test yourself. And if you can understand that, prove it to yourself. You don't have to go out and find a big giant pig or something like that. Do something that you said, golly, I don't think I can do it. If you have fear trying to do that, maybe you don't have the right DNA. And you're 100% correct. An individual has to test themselves. As far as all the other books, guess what? If you don't have the time, I've had the time. I've had the wherewithal. I've got a copy of every single book that was ever considered or rejected from the Bible. I've read them all. I've studied them all. And, yeah, I had a lot of time. I don't think anybody else has got that time. But pick a subject. Each individual, pick one subject and see if it comes out of your heart that, golly gee, I'm not going to have fear of anything except of the Lord. That's what it's all about right now. And people are being categorized. And if you don't have the right DNA, you ain't going to get it. You won't get it. And the entire problem they're going through is people with good DNA and people with bad DNA. Every single subject boils down to that. Thank you for your time, and I hope I haven't taken too much of your time. And I'll just go back to listening to your show. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
And on that note, it's like, I know Jerry's gone, but, you know, I've like I said, I just got done reading, you know, Holy Blood, Holy Grail. It goes through a whole history of, you know, did Jesus, you know, have us get married? Did he have children? Is there a bloodline of Jesus? You know, the Merovingians, you know, is that the right bloodline? You know, it's apparently a lot of these people that are kind of in charge, you want to call them the black nobility, whatever you want to call them, the special people that have propagated their bloodlines have persisted, you know, throughout history, and their wealth propagates and their influence propagates. Basically, there's a lot of the same people from the same bloodlines at the top doing it to us now. If you look deep enough into it, sure, there's a lot of minions. Those are the ones that we see, that we know about. But the real power, the real bloodline of what's going on, you know, that's a real elusive thing.
But I guarantee you it's out there. It is a major factor in what is playing games with this planet today. It's not just us. It's this planet. You know, the Russians are our deadliest enemies. Well, the Russians are doing this COVID crap, crackdown crap, too. You know, the unvaccinated are going to be a second-class citizen. It's not just here that this is going on. This is a worldwide coordination. They keep these things, China bad, Russia bad, Afghanistan bad, Taliban good. You know, they keep these things, you know, in the forefront to us to keep us distracted. If we don't have an enemy, pretty soon we'll probably have a common enemy. You know, it'll be the aliens, you know, attacking from outer space that'll bring the world together. They've got to keep this stuff in front of us. If we do not have an opposition figure, then they really have no power and control, and there's no need for them, is there? If the world all got along, there's always got to be an opposition. Doesn't matter, wag the dog. Well, let's go to war with Albania. Why Albania? Why not? You know, no one knows where Albania is. They do this to us, folks. It's easy for them. It's one of their main methods of manipulation. Sorry for that rant, Steve. Go on. Is there anybody out there? Am I out there? I've been told I'm out there. Sam, am I here? Okay.
Okay, I'm back in. Okay, sorry about that. Marin, Wisconsin, are you there? Hello, Marin.
I'm here now. I'm through the sonic gate.
Yeah,
hey, guess what?
Go ahead.
Commandments don't mean suggestions.
Okay.
And the whole Old Testament, you know, there's plenty to learn in there. But that was physical. We're in the new covenant with Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And I brought this up here before, Matthew 22, you can read in there. And it's the first great commandment. And see, the Pharisees, having heard Jesus put down the Sadducees, sent a lawyer to tempt him and asked what was the greatest commandment. And he said, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. So right there, see, love thyself. You have to love yourself properly before you can love anyone else. Okay, but the rest of it, on this hangs all the law and the prophets. See, the Ten Commandments are in there. It's just instead of do not, do not, do not, it is do, love. If you love, you won't do not. You know? So, but it's pretty interesting. And also, you know, people say, oh, well, that wasn't very Christ-like. If someone raises their voice and says, like, blasphemy is treason against the King of Kings, which it is, and that was in a nutshell from another discussion. And people get so, oh, well, yeah, Christ did get angry, and we hear about him cleansing the temple. Guess what? He did it twice. In John 2 at the beginning of his ministry, and in Mark 11 at the end of his ministry. So, you know, this is the main thing, is this undercurrent of usury that boggles everybody. It was behind the Aurora Theater and the Sandy Hook because the LIBOR scandal was going on. It's behind all of it. It's underlying all of it. These three criminals were Jewish and had long rap sheets, pedophile and abuse. But who paid for them to get there? Who let them out of jail? Is that Soros? And Soros is a lucky palindrome for Schwartz.
How did all the migrants get to the border of Belarus and Poland? And
yeah.
Who's feeding them? And et cetera, et cetera. Yes,
HIAS.org.
Yeah, it's all contrived and controlled.
But also, right here, north of me at the Fort McCoy, there's 8,000 to 10,000 Afghanis, way outnumbering the populace of the nearby town, Sparta.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
So what are they going to do? You know, and they just leave, and nobody follows them, and they just... Yeah. And they're all these young men. They're not translators. They're here, or interpreters. They're here for who knows what, but they'll probably end up putting National Guard uniforms on them or something. They allowed them to wear their turbans now that they've been there long enough.
That kind of brings up situations like what's in the Turner Diaries. I don't know if you've ever read that, but it's getting eerily close if you're paying attention to what's being done socially. The Turner Diaries is kind of becoming prophetic.
Hey.
Listen, there's one other thing.
Other calls.
Okay, let me just say one more thing. Faith and fear cannot coexist. I think Jerry Kirk was kind of hitting on that, too. If you have faith, you can't fear. And this DNA thing, this bloodline, what is in the DNA that they have to have before they can live in Israel? What is that? It's not Jewish. I contend to think, and it is higher in Jewish people, Neanderthal genes. DNA that makes them more aggressive and no morals. This is essential when you want to have people.
Anunnakis, you never know.
Well, it could be. All of the above, right. Okay, thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, Mer. Hey, let's grab Kathleen in Texas, and then we'll try to grab you a chance. But Kathleen, are you there? Kathleen, hello? Oh, she's coming.
Hello.
Hi,
Sam and Alan. I just wanted to say Dr. Lorraine Day, so that's drday.com. She wrote a wonderful book called Who Rewrote the Bible? And she goes through it meticulously. She's a real scholar and shows the words that have been changed by translators, and quote that Jerry Kirk mentioned, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, that actually, the fear is, the real word is reverence, and so the beginning of wisdom is the reverence of the Lord. But anyway, it's just a great book if anyone. And she also wrote another one more recently called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Behind It and Why? A horror story of, it's really great. But anyway.
Another book out there, along this same line, there's a book called Caesar's Messiah out there that goes through, you know, that whole time period when the King James, you know, was all this was written. And who was in charge, and how what kind of society was in place, and how their language, you know, like you said, you know, mistranslation, their language, you know, a lot of it was like situational language. It depended on what the situation was, how it was used, as to what a word or a phrase might actually mean. You know, it could be interpreted different ways depending on what the situation you were involved in was. So there's a lot of confusion. Yes. I'm not saying don't lose your faith, don't lose your belief, but, you know, I really wouldn't want to serve someone who just wanted an unquestioning, brainless blob of flesh that just, I don't know. Everyone has their different views on religion and faith, and that's why it's such an easy way for them to use it as a weapon against us. Instead of just letting people believe what they want to, as long as it doesn't interfere with me, let them do what they want to. If it interferes with my life and affects me and mine, then I might have something to say about it. You know, live and let live is my thing until it impacts me in, you know, negative ways. I can get along with anyone.
Well, Who Rewrote the Bible by Dr. Lorraine Day. And on Monday nights, she has a wonderful Bible study. Anyone can call into it. And and that's Texas time, 8 p.m. Texas time, and but the book itself, it shows the translation of the words by the desire of the translators to either frighten the people or, I mean, it's really a tremendous book. The other thing I wanted to mention,
real quick, we got to move on.
Okay,
sorry.
Just one more thing. I just wanted to say, Keith Rogers, please come back to RBN. And Jerry Kirk, I used to listen to for years, so I hope he comes back too. Okay, thank you, guys.
I like the way you closed. Those two guys are great. I agree. Hey, let's grab Chance real quick, and then we'll have the deck cleared. Hey, Chance, are you there?
Yes, hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, welcome.
All right, before I get some Before I get to my point, I got to ask you, Alan, did you ever check out if you were akin to that Tommy Joe Crutcher, the linebacker for the Green Bay Packers in the early to mid-60s, by any chance?
You know, there might be some distant connection, you know. I can't say, you know, the inn and the woodpile thing. I don't know. You know, it's kind of like, you know, outside of Tulsa a couple of years back, you know, there was a guy that got shot by the police, and I was like, his last name was Crutcher. It's like, could be a relative somewhere down the line. My dad did a heraldry. There are a lot of black Crutchers in America. You know, I've never actually met one, but who knows?
Well, the reason I asked is because I was a football fan at one time before I quit watching it, boycotted it, and I was just a little tyke, and he played for the Packers. He was a linebacker, and he's from Texas, I believe. So you might want to check that out. Now, the reason I call, guys, is this. Listen to this. A couple callers back, your one caller mentioned fear.
Chance, we got the music. Let's do the music. We'll give you the last minute. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So here we fight all through the night.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. A show over. Except for Chance. Chance, this is your last couple minutes. What do you got to
say? Yeah, guys, I'd like to relate a personal encounter I had. Speaking of fear, since I moved here, I've had a fear of black bears, right? Listen, get a load of this. Two nights ago, Friday night, a little bit after 6 p.m., it was dark. I open up my door, I walk out onto my deck, and what do I come face to face with? A 300-pound black bear. Mm. And for the first time since I've relocated here, it's about 13 years, I've overcome my fear of black bears. It doesn't mean I'm not cautious, but I've overcome that fear. What do you think of that?
Well, a healthy respect is always, I mean, you know, if you've got a pet horse, you know, they're always just so gentle. Folks, anything that's big enough to kill you, you've got to have respect for, because Steve was there. We've seen a real just gentle pet horse just go screaming bat crap crazy, wanting to kill a goat. And you know, I will tell you one thing, Chance, black bears do taste pretty good.
I heard they're dark meat, they're a little bit greasy. I've never had them. But let me tell you, though, I'm proud of myself. I've overcome that fear. Now, I'm cautious and apprehensive, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to do anything stupid, but I've overcome that fear of the black bear. And I never thought I would overcome that. I don't have any fears whatsoever, but I did fear black bears. And since that encounter face-to-face Friday night, it changed me. And I just thought, for what it's worth, I just figured I'd tell you that, the guys, that.
Well, that's good, you know. Now, if you can survive an encounter with a bureaucrat at your door,
yeah, you got
that might tend to make me poop my pants.
Good point. Good point, guys. God bless and goodbye now.
All right. Well, that's it. I think there's nothing else to say, except somehow we got back to pooping. And isn't that what they said in L.A.?
I'll tell y'all my black bear experience one of these times, and it did actually involve poop, but that's a whole other subject. But
wow, at the end of the show, it just degrades, right? No, just degrades.
Well, you know, there are shiitake mushrooms everywhere
left. So if there's anything else that you need to cover, because I'm kind of out myself. You know, I did the Rittenhouse stuff.
There's a world full of stuff, Steve, that we can cover, but we only got 2 hours. We talk about what we can. Hopefully the folks out there like it. I'm just giggly, you know, that Jerry Kirk and you know, Keith Rogers, you know, listen to our show. It means that we're not, you know, just totally babbling into the wind and, you know, and just talking about nothing.
That doesn't necessarily mean that. We still might be babbling in the wind. You know,
maybe it's just entertaining babbling.
Well, I enjoyed the show. Thank you, Alan. Thank you for joining us or being here. You know, by the way, we did do John Stapmiller's show the other day. You know, we hadn't talked about that, but it was kind of odd. I'll give you that, because I'm not used to working in the evening time, and everything's going on around me when I just get home when 5 o'clock.
But we do. I love the listeners out there. Talked with Kelly, my friend in Georgia, here this last week. You know, there's several of y'all out there I periodically contact. Love talking with y'all. Y'all keep me sane. Let me know that I'm not some freak out here in this world. We're a small club, folks, and they're not in it. How about that one?
And they're not in it. Amen. Okay, take care, guys. We'll be back next week. Republic of Texas Radio.
Connection with the spirit world, learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. its database of products not kosher certified, is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!